You're going to lose out your first psak. The Rashi says, because that you did hear in the name of Rav, that the Rashi of the Yomer Mishmei the Rav, Higrim Shlish, Veshocha Shlish, Higrim Shlish Kshera. That first psak you, Rapuna, heard, you set off from Rav. Alma, what do you see? You don't go Basa Rav Shchita, but you go Basa when the Chiyas goes out of the animal. That's by the beginning or the second third, in the middle of the second third. So that's why before you set off Kshera, if so here that point was done by Grom, it should be Psula. So don't be chayza, because you're being attracted, you lose out your first psak. Mer explains, Hosla my time to come achshata. Why in the first case say it's kashom techinavka chiyusa bechsherikinavka? When the chiyus goes out in the middle point, it's done behechsher. That's what's kashom shchita. It's so as far should be hakanam here also. Kinavka chiyusa bechromekinavka. When the chiyus goes out the middle point here, it's bagroma, so it should be psula. So don't retract. Rav Yerufuna should be right. Mor says, Ikla Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman went to visit Surah. And Boimler, Rav Nachman asked in Surah the Kshish Shailah, what's going to be Shochat Shlish, Vihigrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish? The first and last was done Bimkaima. The middle third was done Shlevim Kaima. Mao. Amalu, he said back to him, Lav Haina the Reb Lezer, Reb Yumi. Isn't this the same Allah, Reb Lezer, Reb Min Yumi? Tiyomu Reb Lezer, Bar Min Yumi, Shchita Ha'asuya Kemisarek. If the Shchita was done like a Misarek, this Ksheira, Kimisarek means like a slant, even though the Shchita was done in a slant form, and not straight across. But maybe, slanty, that's also Kasha. See, also, since it's done slanty, it still should be Kasha. So where it says, no, but Dilma, maybe over there, but not Kashchita. Maybe there, when he says Kimisarek, means the whole Shchita was done to Mkaimai. That's why it's Kasha. But over here, it's not done to Mkaimai, maybe it's no good. So where it says, Shchita, then Makam Shchita Malameimra. If he meant to say that it was mamash, don't think the makam shchita. What's the chiddush shchita? Someone says no. Mad the man would have thought to say binin shchita mufras v'leka. Maybe shchita means has to be clear cut. Rashi mufras means maguz has to be opened. That you have to cut straight across. And over here that you went like zigzag. It's not called straight across. So maybe it's not called a good shchita. Kamashmon, yes. Even though zon kimasarik is like zigzag, it's not straight across. Still is kosher. Maybe it's only kosher if it was done by Mokam Shchita. Shlei by Mokam Shchita, maybe it's possible. Kamashman. Another one says, Yisim and Mechavdal, Yosef Rabbi Abba Achuvah de Rav Kana. Rav Abba sent back Rav Kana. The Yosef Rav Kana came with Rav Yehuda. The Yosef called me something like this. Shochat Shlish, you made a Shchita first from Koinoi. The Igrim Shlish, the second third was above. The Shochat, the last third was in the right place. Now what's the locha? Omle said back to listen, Shkitasa Kshera? Yes. Vice yells like Rafuna, that since at the time when the, this is like Rav Yehuda, that since Roy was done by Shkita, even though the middle part was done by Grom, so what? As long as Roy was done by Shkita, it's Kshera. What's going to be the opposite way? Higrim Shlish, first was above, Beshachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish. Mao Omle Shkitasa Psula, also very good. Because here you don't have Roy Beshkita. Shaka, what's going to be the Mokam neck of Mao? Let's say get in the con, in the windpipe. There was a hole there before. And you continued on in that hole and made a Shchita. On that neck of, you made a Shchita. Omle said back, Shchita Shekshera. So for his little Bakasha, why the court's not called Ruba Beshchita? The first half of it was just a hole there. That's not called Beshchita. Still by says here it's better. Since the whole thing is being done, the Mokam Ashchita, here it's better. What's going to be Shochat? You start the shecht on the other side. Upoga bo nekev. And then you met up with this hole. Mao, what's the locha? Omalai here shkitas psula. Because the maisa, all your shecht was just the first half. Then you got up to the nekev, the hole that was there from before. So you didn't make a shkita baruba. You only made a shkita on half. And then you met up with this hole with the nekev, so it's not called a shkita. That's what he held. Also, Rebaba. Omra kamad Rebaba. Rebaba went also to Rebaba. Also, Reb Lezer Amar Kamli, he said, Reb Yochanan. Omalei said back to him, Maishna, what should be the difference? Omalei said like this, Shachat b'mokam nekev, if you start out putting your knife through that hole, and you continue cutting, Nasa k'misha shachat b'kechovim v'goma Yisrael. It's like true, a guy started off, but a Jew finished off the Shechita, it's a kosher Shechita. But the opposite way, Shachat, if you first started the Shechita, and then halfway you met up, talk about b'nekev, he met up with his hole, Nasa comes out, Kemisha Shachat Yisrael, v'nigmar v'kechavim. It's like a Jew started and a guy finished it off, and that's no good. It's Nikra al Shem Seifai. So when it says Korin, they called upon him, Ovikachavim, Ovikachavim. So you have to say, like, what he, Rashi says, Loishoi Korin, Ovikachavim. And Ligla, he starts to laugh at him. Like, Ovikachavim, Kloima, the Shkitz Ovikachavim at the Toyla, what's it going to do with Ovikachavim? So if he didn't like his chiluk, what kind of difference is it? It's not a guy here it's a Jew. Might not mean that whether you touch the pagam first or touch the pagam last. Lamaita, the Jew did the same type of a shchita. He held in both cases should be ksheira. Amar Rav, Rav says like this: Shapi korban avichavim avichavim. It's very good why he asked him this question. Why he called him like a guy? A guy. You need to say your svar is no good. Since a Jew should have made roiv with a shkita, he didn't make roiv. If a Jew just did the first half, so the chiyus didn't go out yet, then the beginning of the second half, where the chiyus, the life goes out, a guy was doing it there about his shkita, his psula. But Mishkat Shrochet, here a Jew is doing the whole Shechita. Mali b'mokam nekev, Mali poga by nekev. What should be the difference? Whether you start out and put the knife through the hole and continue on, or whether you just start on the other side and reach to the hole, the Maisa, the whole job was done through a Jew here. Since the whole thing was done through a Jew, how about here it should be Kshayra? So if you talk on it, the whole thing should be Kshayra. Okay. Rashi is Mazdov here. Rashi says, bless Rashi, the Michti Mishkach Shochet, let's see, that Kol Hanim Tzabor, he shechted everything. Everything that was here, this whole corner, he made a shchito. Now, Treifus Bechatzi Koyol Hevei, what was the problem? That there was a nekev here, up until half of the corner. Now, that's not a treifa. Therefore, Behevei Leit Chilo Kekona Shleima. Before this person started to make the shchito, we consider this corner like a Kona Shleima. Even though it has a pagam, even though it has a hole there, halfway, but so what? It's only a pagam, a treifa, ruba. But just machta is still kshera. If so, the whole corner is shlema. But rei shocha lefaneinu, the person made a shchita here. So mali b'mokam nekev, mali the other side, l'mais, he did a maise shchita. If this corner, avada the shchita is kshera. And now the Mishnah says, ha sheichid minat stodin. If you make a shchita on the side of the neck, the shchit is good. Some learn even the chachilu it's kosher, and some learn, like Rashi says, afilu the chachilu nami. It's even kosher the chachilu to make a shchit on the side of the neck. So since it wants to say by Malika that it's possible, therefore it says loshen of hashochet only b'dievet. But really, even the chachilu can make a shchit on the side of the neck. In other words, this mission now, the continuation of the mission before, we're still discussing like where is the real makom to make the shchita. So it says you could make the shchit on the tzadim on the sides of the neck. But for ha-melik min ha-tzadim, once we talk about shchit, we make a contrast about hilchos melika. That's by an oif of kochim. The Torah there says the kohen has to take his thumb and press down on the back of the neck. So ha-melik min ha-tzadim, if you make the melika, you press down on the sides of the neck, is melikos ha-psula. Because the pasuk says mimul orif, it has to be mamish in the back of the neck. On the sides is psula. But ha-sheichet minarif, if you make a shchita on the back of the neck, then shchita sepsula, the shchita is possible. Because if you start off on the back of the neck, then the pshat is, before you get to the simonim, you have to first break the mafrekes, the backbone, and roiv bosa, so the animal becomes a treifa before you cut the simonim. Therefore the shchita is psula. But ha-moilik minarif, if you make a melika from the back of the neck, melikasa ksheira, that's the melika ksheira, because that's the gzerasa kosev. The Torah says by Malikom, Mimul Orif, you have to do it on the back of the neck. Now, HaShoychit Minat Tzavar, if the Shoychit makes the Shchita from the front of the neck, Shchita Sekshayra, but this is the Ikum Mokom, we have to make the Shchita in the front of the neck. HaMalik Minat Tzavar, if you make a Malika on the front of the neck of the bird, Likasa Psula, it's possible. Because the Pasuk says again, Mimul Orif, it has to be in the back of the neck, not in the front of the neck. The Mishnah ends off and says that the klal is shekol ha'orif kosher l'malika. The whole back of the neck is kosher to make the malika there. The whole atzava, the whole front of the neck, kosher l'shchita. That's the mokum where you're supposed to make the shchita on a behemoth, on an animal. Nimsa comes out that kosher b'shchita, the front of the neck, that's kosher for the shchita, is possible b'malika. The front of the neck is possible there to make a malika on a knife. And the opposite, kosher b'mlika, the back of the neck that's kosher for the makam, amlika, is possible for shechita. That makam is possible to make a shechita there. So now the Gemara explains, my arif, what do you mean to say that the back of the neck? What's the arif mean here? Elam, if you want to say arif mamish, meaning to say like the back of the head, in the back, like Rashi says, mashiyesh min arif achuri apatzel, like the back of the head, if that's called the arif, so you want to say we make a shechita over there, psula, Samura says, my iri shochet, what is on his mishnah that you make a shechita there, that's psula, afilu melech nami, even if you make a melika there on the back of the head, also is psula. Why? The pasuk says, mimul arpoi, means near the back of the head, Amar Rachman, the Torah says, but v'loi arpoi, not the actual back of the head. In other words, the mokum is a little bit down below the back of the head, meaning really the back of the neck. That's the mokum we have to make the melika. If so, elamai arif, what does the mishnah mean to say arif? You make a shchit in the arif in the back? It means the mil arif. It means taka, the back of the neck, near the back of the head. Kigatani seif, like it says in the seifa, kol arif kosher l'melika. The whole neck is kosher to make a melika, but not the back of the head. The back of the head taka is psula, even for melika. The Rashi says, v'chol arif kosher l'melika. Now, if we're talking about the back of the head itself, my, what's the lashon of kolor? What do you mean the whole back? But reidava mutu, it's only a small piece. Elishmamina mimul arif krama. Shuarach, it means like the whole back of the neck. That's what it means to say. So that's the makam that by malika it's kshera, and only by shchita is the psula, like we explained, because first you cut the mafrekas and you make it into a tray form, and then you cut the simonim, it's too late. Now the Gemara says, minu anemili, how do we know to say this? That's the ikum makam of malika. The Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. The pasuk says, "Mul arpoi." What does it mean to say near the back of the head? It means mul harayes arif, near the place on the back of the neck that sees the back of the head. That's what it means to say. So kitzur means the back of the neck. The chayin waim also the pasuk in Bamidrat says, "Vu yoyshe mimuli." He was sitting like close to me. Rashi says, "Al mokol eichad iksev mul lal olav olav mamish." Not really on top of it. Elibriyosa, you could see it. The loy olav mamish hayu yeshvim elibriyosa shoyu bolok royosim. Bolok was able to see them. Voyesh muli means he was sitting next to them. He was able to see me. So you see, mumuli doesn't mean mamish the back itself. Are you hearing the pasuk? But it means the back of the neck, the part next to the back of the head. For yom is another pasuk in Yemyo that says kifonim olay oruf fulei ponim. Because they turn to me the back. And not the front, loiponim. So as Rashi explained, you see, when the pasuk says oruf, that means mamish the back of the face. When it says mimul oruf, that means talk of the back of the neck. Like here it says, kiponim alai oruf loiponim. Like you turn the back and not his face. So what's the back of the face? It means the back of the head. So oruf means the back of the head. So therefore, when our pasuk says here by Malika, mimul orpoi, means close to it, so it doesn't mean the back of the head, but it means the back of the neck. Samura says, my view, what do I have to have two psukim for? Fechitem, maybe you tell me, Oirev gufa lo yadin al hecha, the neidah mul today? I do not know what the word Oirev means, so tell me what mul. The first post just says, vu yeshim emuli, you see the word mul means next to, close by, but not on top of it, mamish. Okay, but I don't know when the post says, mi mul orpoi, I don't know what the word Oirev means. So therefore, I bring another post to say, Tor Shema. Kiponim alai oruf. They showed me the back of the face. Vulei ponim, not the front. Mechlal di oruf lahadi ponim. Mashpat oruf, the back means the back part of the face. So that's called oruf. So when the pasuk says mimul orpoi, it means the place next to it, meaning to say the back of the neck, a little bit below the head, the neck, that's the mokum we're to make the melika. The Elimor says, Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. The children of Rabbi Chiya said that mitzvah's melika. How is the Yikud mitzvah to make a malika? Machsa simonim le'achuri oruf. He's supposed to, like, when the bird is still alive, try and press the simonim to bring it to the back of the neck. Umelik. And that's the way you make the malika. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. We get in the bottom of the Gemara of your testament base. So again, so Rabbi Chiya said that the mitzvah malika is to be machsa simonim le'achuri oruf. Umelik. Even though you press down the thumb on the back of the neck, but make sure first you press the simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, to the back. The Ikadiyami, some say what they meant to say is afmachzer, that not that you have to do it, but you could even do it. If you want to make the malika, you could even press the simonim to the back. And then make the malika, as if to say you're going to cut the simonim first. The Ikadiyami, some say no, machzer davka. The Rebbechi held you, but davka have to press the simonim to the back of the neck. So in other words, when you make the malika, you do not make it into a tray for first, but rather first you cut the simonim. So most of the mustav of the svari is command the other, the one that says, af machzer, that just, you could also do it that way. Not that you have to. So the ikka mitzvah malika could be, you just press down your thumb in the back of the neck, and even though you break the mefrekas first, but that's the mitzvah. If you want to, you could also bring the simonim in the back and cut them first. So most of the mind, what's the proof, what's the svara? Midotonis in the sense of the Mishnah. Hashoich min orif shchitah say psula. If you make a shchit in the back of the neck, the shchit is psula. But how malik? No, if you make a malika from the back, it's in the kosek shayra. If you make the malika from the back, then it's kshayra.